Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Gastel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Troy Heritage. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Troy Heritage. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown fires to first and picks off Ginsburg. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy Heritage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heritage strikes out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Francona reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. Francona moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heritage spins to throw to second. Safe. The throw to home, and Francona is out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopez. Kell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeezes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics won. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gastel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skeezes. Williams reaches second base with a double. Gastel goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skeezes. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeezes throws the ball into Lopez, who relays the ball to Power, who tags Gardner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Triandos scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan pinch hits for Troy Heritage. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 2 in the game. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skiza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Crimean now pitching. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gastel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-2 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miranda for the out. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Jack Crimean. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bax is now playing shortstop. Jack McMahon now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Triandoz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Triandoz moves to second. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gastel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez throws to second for one, and Power throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Triandoz scores. Gastel moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Orioles. Willy Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-3 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pyburn now playing center field. Dick Williams now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-3 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skeezes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeezes moves to second. George Zivirink now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triandoz fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Zivirink covering. It's a double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.